Moving on, another young Bahraini has fallen victim to the Al Khalifa regime's crackdown on dissent. 27-year-old Abdulaziz Al Abar has succumbed to his injuries that he sustained during an anti-government protest. Bahrain Center for Human Rights says security forces shot tear gas canisters and birdshots at Al Abar during a rally in Sa'ar late on February. The rally was part of a funeral procession held for another Bahraini killed by regime forces. According to the rights body, although Bahraini authorities had restricted access to Al Abar, initial reports indicate that he was shot at close range. Dozens of people have been killed and thousands arrested since the start of Bahrain's revolution in March 2011. Chris Bamberry is a political commentator who joins us from London to tell us what he thinks about this particular incident. Chris Bamberry, another unfortunate death in this ongoing revolution. And what's interesting, if you Google search Bahrain, you're going to find Nico Rosberg to discuss Bahrain's duel with Lewis Hamilton regarding the Formula One, of which that gets about over 500 hits. But yet this death only got three entries of its exposure. Why is it that Bahrain is somewhat not noticed by the international community in order to highlight what's going on there?
Well, there has been a complete media wall of silence in the West over what is happening in Bahrain. And this latest killing, tragic killing, comes on the same day that the United States has reaffirmed its commitment to maintaining its naval base in Bahrain, a crucial link in the military operations of the United States has in the Persian Gulf. It also comes within hours of a report by Amnesty International saying the Khalifa autocracy is responsible for discrimination and repression against Shia clerics in Bahrain. So if the media wanted to go beyond the Formula One or boxing or the other things they concentrate on, they could actually do a story which says this is taking place. The contrast is Obama is saying we're committed to staying in Bahrain, and yet the regime, an autocracy, undemocratic with a disgusting human rights record, is still killing its own people. There is a story which should be shouted from the rooftops, but it's not. And the reason for that is essentially not so much the importance of Bahrain and the Khalifas to the West, although not unimportant, but in particular the importance of Saudi Arabia, who of course have been crucial to suppressing the Bahraini revolution and maintaining the repression inside that. The Khalifas could not survive for one day without Saudi support. And of course the Saudis are absolute crucial allies of the United States and West. So in behest of the Saudi Arabias, there is this media wall of silence. And Obama will not be making any speeches about the human rights situation in Bahrain, something, as I said, which should be shouted from the rooftops here in the West.
Do you think that Obama, when he went to Saudi Arabia, didn't mention a word about Bahrain? Or did he maybe say something about Bahrain, but the Saudi kingdom, I guess the Saudi king, saying, that's none of your business. We're giving you the Fifth Fleet in Bahrain. We're going to conduct how we want to conduct ourselves in Bahrain.
I suspect he didn't say a word. It wasn't a very successful visit for Obama. But again and again, Western leaders, whether it's David Cameron here in Britain, say that when they go to Saudi Arabia, they have a quiet word about human rights. They say this is better than making a fuss. In other words, actually, they do nothing. They go to Saudi Arabia to sell their arms, to do lucrative contracts. They're not there to concern about Saudi's human rights record, let alone Bahrain. So really, it's not on agenda. You look at the West's record in selling arms, including the arms being used to kill these people in Bahrain, the CS gas and so on. They're not concerned about human rights. They're concerned about making a quick buck at the expense of the Saudi Arabian and the Bahraini people.
Thank you very much for that. Chris Bamberry, political commentator from London. Thank you.